today's gonna be a good day. What's the story for today? You're going to find out, not the story, but the stories. Thursday, July 19th, 2012. You're on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and I in this hour, taking a good listen to you at 800-510-8255. If you have thoughts on some of the things that we are going to tell you that you probably didn't know much about, if anything, including the proposal, Jennifer, to spend $1 billion of
let's
your
do it.
Taxpayer money. Well, before I even get to the story, let's spend the $1 billion.
Let's spend the money. Who cares? Just give me the check.
Okay, so this would be something benefiting your mother, in fact.
Okay.
Your mother, for those who are not familiar with Jennifer's mother, her mother is a well-regarded, respected, accomplished teacher in the Los Angeles public school system. And she, I'm betting, would qualify for a $20,000 bonus under the plan.
What did she do?
Well, she is a good teacher in areas, the technology, science, math areas. Student achievement will, if you do a good job as a teacher there, will be rewarded by you getting a $20,000 bonus. The Master Teacher Corps has been proposed by the administration or by President Obama. Not that he's not going to get the teacher vote anyway, so that I just think this is so patently political at this point.
They talked about doing this before, Doug, because I actually, well, the school district in L.A., I think, had talked about rewarding teachers based on performance.
Yeah.
And I said, Mom, that's great for you. You're a great teacher. You have all these success stories. She said, this is the worst thing ever. This is the stupidest idea ever, because the school, I guess, had an issue last year with a group of students that actually decided they were going to go in and just do C's on all their standardized testing. They were protesting whatever they were protesting. So some very good teachers had students that just voted C all the way down on their standardized test. And so she didn't think it was a fair way to reward people by, you know, giving them, by penalizing them or by rewarding them for something that their students do on a standardized test. She hates that. She hates the standardized testing
thing. Hate is a strong word, but
dislikes. How's
yes.
that?
Right. Well, but there is a good question that has been raised. All of these ideas that are political in nature, when George Bush proposed No Child Left Behind, and how many millions of children have been left behind? I believe that if you don't graduate from high school, the public school system has done you a disservice. And when I say you the student, and you the taxpayer. You've paid X number of dollars a year to put a student through school. That's really what the system is. You've paid to hire teachers whose job it is to inform youngsters from the age, in many school systems, of four. They start at four, and they, you know, five, six through the elementary years, middle school years, and after you've been in the public trust, you're in charge of the public. And so your job is to educate, and you don't. So why should you get paid? I think if the system fails as badly as it does, people ought not to get paid.
See, I'm okay with it, too. I think that's I'm in for anything that's incentive-based, yes.
Yeah, turn it around. Don't reward those by paying them for doing a horrible job. Teachers listening right now, 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. And also you can follow us on Facebook at Good Day Show and, Facebook.com, Good Day Show. And then Twitter at Good Day. So what's going on there, by the way, Jennifer? Facebook, Twitter, trending?
We're just getting started, but we're looking at the trends right now. And
we are?
Well, not we are. You me can. And my team.
Your team of two.
But the big thing trending right now is Halle Berry's injury.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this?
I did. Rushed to a hospital, has a minor head injury. What is the rest of the story?
I guess she got bonked on the head, from what I understand.
She's on a film shoot.
It's a movie called The Hive, and something fell and hit her, and they thought she had a concussion, so they sent her to the hospital. But then the thing that's trending is that no one reported on how she was afterwards, so everybody was saying, is she dead? Is she alive? What?
Yeah.
You know, because she just got taken away, and it was serious, and it was a head injury, and then no one from her team reported that she was okay until much, much later in the day. So that's actually trending number one right now at Yahoo.
What else?
What else is trending?
I was just thinking as you said that, this is the second time in 2 weeks because Chenoweth got whacked on the head with a light last week on the set of The Good Wife.
Exactly. Number two today is Antonio Banderas and Melanie Griffith.
Splitsville?
Well, the rumor is maybe so because he apparently cheated on her while she was in rehab.
La 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 la.
She didn't want to go to rehab. No, no.
La 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 la.
But he's the one that really drew a line in the sand, said you have to go to rehab. She went, and then he cheated, and now she's very upset.
Really?
Yeah.
What a shock.
And, very upset. I guess,
it's too bad.
Don't send me away, sir.
About her. Another Hollywood family. Her mother's Tippi Hedren. Yeah, she has been very... You could kind of tell, and I get myself into a jam when I say things, but you kind of tell by looking at her. She's addicted to alcohol and tobacco. And because I guess I grew up around that, I can tell by looking at somebody what the story is. It's going to be tough to live with under the circumstances. But then why would you, if you really knew who you were marrying, and that would be Antonio Banderas' job before he married her, why would you marry? That way you could say, well, you really love somebody just because they're alcoholics and...
Yeah, everybody has someone that loves them.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, people have varying levels of control of their addictions from time to time. So maybe she was in complete control before, and now not so much.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
All right. So speaking of the Hollywood elite, Tom Cruise, yesterday, did you watch any of the evening, the so-called Hollywood access, this Hollywood shows, these half-hour shows that are...
No, I was at a restaurant called Polka last night, so I missed all
I have never seen such foolishness in my life.
What were they reporting?
Tom Cruise took his daughter someplace. I don't even know where it was. I happened to be in a restaurant with some friends. And the two shows, I forget which...
they're out and just walking around New York City. I've seen the pictures.
Good God. There must have been 100... people with cameras chasing him around.
Mm-hmm. It was his first visit with her after the divorce. Right.
Just asinine. And he had a smile on his face, but how does anybody who goes through all of that live a life? What's going to happen, more importantly, to this poor kid?
Right, because now she's used to having these people follow her around all the time. It's creating a bad scene for her, I think.
And meanwhile, the other gossip is about Scientology and Tom's next wife.
Ooh, you know what? I heard about this. You know, I like to go, wow, this Scientology organization, very powerful. Are they this powerful? I don't know. I don't know. But they
think the news media is creating something.
They want to control the bleeding, so to speak, for Tom because things are so up in the air right now for him. They want him to look more settled and balanced, and so they want to match him up with one of his former loves.
Uh-huh.
And her name is Yolanda Pecoraro, I think. Pecoraro?
Pecoraro, I believe, yes.
Yes. She's a devout Scientologist. She's dated Tom in the past, and she's dating someone right now, but according to church officials, they'll break her up and put her with Tom, and this lady is a lifelong Scientologist, so she won't have that converting thing to deal with like Katie Holmes did.
Yeah, what foolishness. It kind of reminds me of all of the focus on the Mormon church with Mitt Romney and the latest thing that's being slung around. I would be interested in your thoughts on this. 800-510-8255. Mitt Romney has tithed the Mormon church. And apparently, according to some of the Democratic rumors, most of the Mormon church's investments have been in Bain Capital. Maybe that shows good judgment on their part, because Bain Capital is pretty profitable.
Right.
But is the money that Mitt Romney tithes to as a tax deduction to the church gone to help extend his reach at Bain Capital? Just round and round it goes, and where it stops, as they say, nobody. I thought that was interesting, though. How many people have heard that story?
I had not heard that one.
Yeah, I see. So you're one up on everybody else, Jennifer. 800-510-8255. Lots of things that are important, that are worth some time. Not too much blood and guts here, although I am interested. I don't know. What I try to do is I screen through some of these things that we are aimed to talk about is to get to people's emotional base. And some of it has to do, some of the news, some of the things going on have to do with people, for sure. I mean, that's where all of the activity comes from. You're talking about people and what they do and how they do. I wonder, so I sort of discount half of the things that you might hear on your morning news on television or even on the radio. Because I don't know, I try to give you stuff that will be helpful to you. Now you can say, okay, then why are you talking about Scientology? Why is that? How is that helpful to me? And that's a good point. But it's not harmful.
But it's getting, exactly, and it's getting you prepped because everybody else will be talking about it.
And I think talking about murder and mayhem and blood and guts and if it bleeds, it leads stuff, I don't think you need to know that. I don't think you want to know it, go somewhere else to get it because I don't think that's, how is your life made better by knowing?
Yeah, you can get that on the regular news.
Right. And this is the irregular news.
This is the irregular news.
Jennifer and Doug at 18 past the hour.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safe Light has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safe Light, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
800-510-8255. The only weather-related story on the minds of most folks in Washington is that derecho. Is that how you pronounce it? Derecho? The land hurricane that knocked out the power and brought down the government was pretty much inoperable, and so were many other things a couple of weeks ago. But a good portion of our country is experiencing a graver problem, and that is this drought. I've noticed it here on the farm where I am. The farm using a lot of land around, and things were getting brown. They were nice and green before. We had one final field of corn to plant, and the land is so powdery dry that it seemed foolish to put seeds in them until we had some rain. We had some rain yesterday. But this is a field that is normally wet, almost too wet to cultivate. So that's how dry it is here, and it's that way all
been
across.
Complaining.
Yeah,
he's a farmer in Wisconsin. He said their corn, he thinks he's going to lose their entire crop because it's hassled without any pollination. There's no ears on it. He said it's just the lack of rain has really screwed things up for them.
Right, yeah. So that'll mean, among other things, in terms of what you're going to get out of it or not, cost of anything with grain in it will increase by 30-40%. If there's a shortage, corn being used for lots of different things, and beans as well, that stuff, the prices will go sky high. You think you're complaining now about how much a loaf of bread costs? Wait for 4 or 5 months. 21 after on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Today. And sometimes you.
How about we try Nan in Cody, Wyoming, listening to your day there. Hi, Nan. How are you today?
I am just ducky. How about yourself?
I am quacking as we speak. Can we quack together? You quack, I'll quack. Go ahead. You quack first.
Quack. Grabbing your attention and holding it hostage all morning long.
You guys are quackers.
Doug Steffens, good day.
We got some international news. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been awarded the highest rank in the country's military. Yeah. Yeah. The decision was praised by everyone from parliamentary leader Kim Jong-un to opposition leader Kim Jong-un. No word yet from soccer star Kim Jong-un.
There's a company, the company that runs the big Coachella music festival they have here every year. They've announced that in December they will introduce a Coachella cruise. Which sounds like Tom's next wife, right, Coachella? It's a cruise, like any cruise, but they will have performances from rock bands. It goes on for 4 days. That's great. You know, I've been looking for a reason to do peyote at sea, and now finally I really hope that this is either a joke or a ploy to round up and deport anyone who would be interested in going on a Coachella cruise, because your move, Somali pirates.
You see this in an interview with ESPN. President Obama said that 1992's Dream Team was better than this year's Olympic basketball team. Which is interesting, since a lot of people think 1992's president was also better than this year's.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I said this is too much.
Yeah.
Well, according to England's Daily Mail, that's a big newspaper there, for the first time in 100 years, women's IQ scores have risen above men. For the first time, women are scoring higher IQ points than men for the first time ever. But to be fair, this is the first time blondes were not included in the study. Okay, so.
All right. So that inspires me to create a little smile. This is the smile portion of this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This blonde turns on her computer one morning at work. As the computer comes to life, suddenly smoke starts billowing out of the back of the computer. Frantically, she calls tech support and asks, "Are you guys having a fire down there?" Blonde joke. This blonde police person stops a blonde driver and asks for identification. Blonde driver looks all around in her purse and can't find her license. I must have left it at home, officer. Well, do you have any kind of identification on you? Asks the police officer. The blonde takes out a pocket mirror and says, I have this picture of me. Let me see it, says the police officer. She holds up the mirror and looks at it. Then she says, sorry, if I'd have known you were a police officer, I wouldn't have stopped you. Oh. Another one. Here's a high school civics class. They were discussing the qualifications for becoming president. The requirement's pretty simple. The candidate must be naturally born, at least 35 years of age. So a blonde girl in the class, Jennifer, piped up and began complaining about how unfair it was to require the candidate to be a natural-born citizen. In her opinion, that made it impossible for many qualified people to run for office. She went on and on, wrapping up her argument with, what makes a natural-born citizen more qualified to be president than one born by C-section?
It's actually pretty smart.
The two blondes decided that I don't want to do that. No, that's okay. It'll be fine enough, I think.
I love a good blonde joke, Dougie. Yeah, I'm not sure I ever get them, but you know.
You're a good blonde, and that's what's important here. 800-510-8255. I have to have a little smile with all of this other stuff. The story coming up of a 97-year-old war criminal who was arrested. He was a Nazi. And I suppose the question might be, what difference does it make at this point in time, or does it? I don't want to necessarily exercise a judgment. Do you think it makes, do we get all the Nazi war criminals that are still alive if we can find them, no matter how old they are and how close to death they are? 800-510-8255. The question will be considered in a few moments here on the Good Day program.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. The summer is really heating up, and for your pets, the rising temperatures can be downright dangerous. Here's what you need to know before you hit the road with your pet. A recent study showed that when it's just 72 degrees outside, the interior of a car can reach a whopping 91 degrees in just 10 minutes. That number goes up exponentially the hotter it gets. Once it hits 95 degrees outside, a car's interior can reach more than 140 degrees. That's right, 140 degrees in an hour. And for anyone who says it's safer if the windows are left cracked open, think again. Studies show it's ineffective in keeping cars cool on a hot day. So what's the translation here? No amount of time is okay to leave your pets inside an unattended vehicle. The American Animal Hospital Association has a trip planner that lets you map out your route with listings of accredited vets along the way. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance, or savings, or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day, through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lines.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
As we continue with the irregular news, some of it is not necessarily the news, but interesting things that are going on in the world that Jennifer and I think you ought to know about. You're following other things on Twitter and Facebook?
I sure am, actually. One of the things we posted at Facebook this week, I always like to look back and see what people chime in on.
Yes.
One of them was about apps. And so I asked on Facebook, what's your favorite app if you use one on your cell phone? Extra points if you say Good Day Show, because you know I'm prejudiced.
Right.
A little bit.
Sure. Yeah.
So Janet said, I'm one of those old people, or odd people, not old people, sorry, Janet, one of those odd people whose phone is only used for talking. Chad said, probably my Facebook app. I didn't know Good Day Show had an app, just downloaded it. Good for you, Chad. Jeffrey said, there's an app for Doug. Nita said, I didn't know there was an app, but now I do, and I'll download it. Joanne said, when Good Day stopped airing in the San Francisco area, I was so bummed. Quickly installed the Good Day app and have listened to the show for over a year.
Wow.
Colleen said, if I knew how to use apps on my phone, you'd be the first one I'd add. So there you go.
I'd be very happy about that. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to download that stuff. I think I even figured it out. 800-510-8255. For those who were just joining us, the last part of the last half hour, we devoted to blonde jokes. Jay Leno, an interesting sort of take on blondes or a blonde in the news in his monologue last night. So I think went through 3 or 4 blonde jokes. And now Rita, who's listening in Bend, Oregon, to the Good Day program.
So pretty there.
Yes, it is a great place. You want to defend? Are you blonde, Rita? You're defending yourself?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I love you already.
I take exception.
No.
To your comments for these reasons.
What were my comments? I was just doing jokes.
They're
what were
blonde
my comments?
Jokes, but yeah. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I've been blonde my entire life.
Have you?
Yes, I have. And I'm also half Polish, and I was a truck driver, and I've been the brunt of a lot of jokes.
I like you already.
Really
I like everything about you.
The defense of this one.
Yeah.
Because it's proven time and again, and if you really think about this, it is brunettes who bleach their hair blonde that are really the dumb ones. And that's the joke. It's those women. It's not us real blondes. Because us real blondes have it going on, dude.
I'd agree with you. You know why? Because I used to be a real blonde, and I think I still am kind of.
Yeah. Kind of, sort of, if you let it grow out.
Well, no, because I highlight my hair. But when I started highlighting my hair, I was really blonde, and now the back looks really dark to me, so I asked my hair lady, I'm like, ugh, am I really a brunette now? And she said, no, you're just a very dark blonde. She's like, look, according to these hair samples, you're still a blonde. So, phew, just a very dark one, apparently.
No, that happens as you age. Because that has happened to me as well.
So do you do anything to highlight your blondness?
No, just sunshine. I live in Bend, Oregon. We are the tourist mecca of the Northwest.
Yeah, neat place, good place.
We have a lot of sunshine where I'm from, and that's all you have to do is go outside. But I'm serious. Even tonight, I work in the hotel industry currently, and this woman was being so annoying, and she was blonde, and she kept doing things. And I looked at her because I felt like I could joke with her, and I said, "You really are a brunette." And she looked up at me, and she went, and she laughed, and she said, "Yes, I am." And I said to her, right to her face, "You are the reason that there are this many blonde jokes in the world." And she said, "Yes."
Well, there you go.
It's the truth. It's brunettes who cannot leave well enough alone. It's not us blondes. Because we got it going on.
All right, Rita. Thank you. We got it.
Bye, Rita.
Bye, Rita.
I like you.
Thank you. 800-510-8255. The blondes have it going on. All right, moving on now. Here's something that we ought to contemplate, and perhaps you'd care to share your thoughts with everybody. 800-510-8255. There's a bipartisan group in the House of Representatives that have joined together on a measure to stop the U.S. military from spending your tax dollars on pro sports sponsorships. Representative Jack Kingston, a Republican, and Betty McCollum, a Democrat, say their plan, which they're offering as an amendment to this year's defense appropriations bill, would repeal $80 million worth of contracts with sports franchises that are aimed at promoting the armed forces. Who thinks that's a good idea? I do, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be spending money advertising anything. We don't have money. We're trillions of dollars in debt. As much as I'm in the advertising business and would like some of the money myself, no, it doesn't
work. I think in different times I'd probably feel differently, but right now, no way.
Yeah. You may be surprised, Jennifer, to learn that taxpayers spend that much money to sponsor NASCAR races, for example, professional bass fishing tournaments, ultimate fighting.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. Sorry.
I just think right now any unnecessary spending, gotta go. I'm so over it. I'm so over it. All the spending is not necessary right now. Ugh.
The NASCAR folks alone got $25 million from the National Guard last year. So apparently they have proposed cutting 106, these two, the Democrat and the Republican, $160 million in funding for various things. There's a whole thing about the military music, military bands. It's a proud tradition, yes. However, borrowing $4 billion over the next 10 years to pay for the Navy band, the Air Force Falcon Airs, the Army Medical Command Band doesn't seem advisable, does it? 800-510-8255. The money would be redirected toward deficit reduction that comes out of the $160 million they want to cut goes to deficit reduction. And that is something I support, something Jennifer supports. These people are not necessary to the defense of our country. And so you move it. 800-510-8255. Any arguments with anybody? I dare you. No.
I dare you to step on my...
Okay.
No,
go ahead.
No, I'm done. Move on.
All right. So am I. The 97-year-old Nazi war criminal who was arrested yesterday in Budapest.
I heard about that.
Laszlo Satari, accused
of
sending...
That's kind of a war criminal name, isn't it, Laszlo?
Yeah. So he sent 16,000 Jews to their deaths in Slovakia during World War II, present-day Slovakia. Czechoslovakian court condemned him in 1948. He fled to Canada, where he lived and worked as an art dealer before being stripped of his citizenship. He ended up in Budapest, where he was living freely until Hungarian authorities were alerted. Prosecutors began an investigation, finally taken into custody yesterday. I think I'm okay with this, frankly.
I am, too.
I think I'm okay with this.
Yeah, I mean, I know he's old and towards the end of his life, but you know what? When you commit the crime, you should not discount your victims just because you're old and almost on your way out.
I remember the same thing happened in Cleveland. Maybe somebody remembers the guy's name. I remember when I was working in Cleveland, Domeniak. Thank you, Michael. Domeniak, John Domeniak, who was an auto worker, it seemed to me. I worked in Cleveland for a while, and I remember, was it when I was in Cincinnati? He was an Ohioan, and I remember it being a big to-do, because eventually he was arrested, he was in a wheelchair, and I think he died. But he did get sent to pay for his crimes, and he claimed it wasn't him, and a lot of people said, yeah, it was, back and forth it went.
It seems that they're pretty sure that this is the guy, though. I mean, I don't think there's any question about Laszlo.
Yeah, no, there's no, so. It doesn't seem to be. All right, so the latest the latest in the death of Sage Stallone. What do you have, Jennifer? A lot of people are talking about Sylvester Stallone and what they found in this kid's room, et cetera, et cetera.
He hired a private investigator to look into the weekly... Sylvester Stallone, yes. Yeah. Hired a private investigator who actually investigated the Michael Jackson molestation case. And the reason he did this is because he wanted to know what was going on with the son in the weeks leading up to his death. Apparently, they have found 50 bottles of hydrocodone, which is Vicodin, basically, in the kid's house. 50 bottles. And each one of those bottles have the capacity to hold 500 pills.
Three.
That's a lot. They also found they found bags of white powder in his apartment. So cocaine, you want to speculate, who knows. But I think Sylvester wants to know the state of mind, how he got to that point.
Yeah.
And so this guy's on the case.
Yeah.
A lot of drugs, though. That's 500 pills in 50 bottles.
Bad news. Ooh. All right, 800-510-8255. You'll be able to find out in a few moments who the highest paid actress on TV is. And maybe
I think it's surprising, too. I like it.
It is surprising, yes. All right, so that info coming up. 800-510-TALK. Email to Jen at DougStefan.com.
Jennifer. Yeah.
I never can. Why isn't it
if
just
you can
Jen?
Remember. Why it should be Jen, because I am kind of just Jen girl, but
you're
a
blonde
formalities.
You're a blonde gem whose name is Jen. How's that? The world of medicine, the world of doctors, the world of health, the daily discussions, not only here, but pretty much everywhere. You're always talking about your health and your well-being, are you not? If you are healthy, you focus on staying healthy. If you are not healthy, most of you either decry your situation or want to know how you can make it better. Well, there are a lot of anti-aging products on the market, and these can be expensive, they can be not expensive, they can be easy to get, they can be hard to get. However, I have a suggestion. I knew you knew that I was going to give you a suggestion when it comes to this. There are doctor-tested, doctor-recommended anti-aging products from a company called Youngevity, Youngevity. Their lineup of anti-aging products are available now in a way that actually directly involves you. If you are looking for your own home-based business And who isn't? I say that everyone ought to have something they're doing at home because it just makes a lot of sense tax-wise and otherwise. Something you can do in your spare time. And most of the people who get involved in this, it's my experience, tell me they love the connection. I was talking to somebody last night at dinner who's involved in one of these, and they have earned a car. I mean, there are all kinds of things that come from doing good production work, doing well and doing good. And you're doing good things for helping people with their health. For example, the longevity products are known to help people with high blood pressure become more regular than prescription products. Yeah, they work better. The longevity products work better than prescription products to lower your high blood pressure. Also, if you have a lot of body pain, there are a lot of prescriptions that are given to people to ease the pain. But the stuff from longevity not only eases the pain, it helps your body fix the pain. Your products, in other words, if you're working with longevity, outperform the prescriptions that people would have. Can you imagine that? And then think about helping your friends, your relatives with issues like this, and you're in that way starting a satisfying home business. You're earning a good income. Your friends will share their good news, and their friends will get the information in no time. You got a booming longevity home business making some good money. That's exactly what listeners are telling me about what they're doing with longevity. You can find out by calling 855-309-TEAM. Join the fastest growing work from home business in America. It's 855-309-8326 or check out DougStephanTeam.com.
And now Geico presents 30 seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
We have to make way for new inventory. So for a limited time, we're offering unheard of deals at Lumber Liquidators Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale. Get top name laminates starting at 39 cents a square foot. Vic 12 millimeter laminates for up to 54% less. Prefinished hardwood from only $169 a square foot. Plus, save big on flooring tools and get special extended financing. Get your big flooring deal at the Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale this weekend. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
800-510-8255. Here's David in St. Louis on Good Day with thoughts about the military and who gets paid and why we should cut the budget. Go ahead, David.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm not John. I'm Doug, but okay.
I apologize.
He's been called worse.
Yeah.
I'm a graduate of the Military Academy at West Point, and I just kind of want to talk on the kind of the government spending on advertising and where it's going. While I was there at the academy, I'm seeing probably about five or so graduates go on to play professional sports because, yeah, they're very good at football or baseball. And the military is sending these people with this skill set, you know, off to go play sports under the guise of advertising. And, you know, our education there is worth about $400,000, and there's... It's not just West Point that's doing it, too. It's the Air Force Academy, Annapolis.
So what's your solution, David, to that problem?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, probably a good easy about $5 million a year that the government's sending off to go advertise to play professional sports with no real, if these officers are going off and...
So you agree with the idea, basically, of cutting these programs?
Exactly. I mean...
Yeah. All right. Got it. Let me move on. Thank you, David. 800-510-TALK. So who's making the most money, the highest paid actresses on TV, Jennifer?
Yeah, a list from Forbes magazine came out with the highest paid actresses on TV. And Sofia Vergara, who just turned 40 last week, she earned $19 million between May of this year and May of last year. And that comes not only from her stint on Modern Family, but mostly from all of her endorsement deals. She's got Diet Pepsi. She has a lot of cosmetic companies. She has a fashion line. So she's doing really well for herself. Number two on the list, Kim Kardashian. I think actress is a strong word when you describe Kim.
God.
She earned $18 million. Followed by Eva Longoria with $15, Bethany Frankel with $12, and Khloe Kardashian and Tina Fey tied with $11 million at number five.
Outrage. Good God. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, let's move back into our discussion mode here on the Good Day program before we get to Shelley Palmer and some of the news that is important for people who are consumers of all of this paraphernalia. And that's really what it is. It ought to be the paraphernalia report.
Because that could have drug connotations.
Yeah, right, okay. Gerald is in Millport, New York, on military expenses, whether or not to cut the bands, et cetera. All right, your feelings, Gerald. Go ahead, please. You're on the air.
Yeah. Well, I know there are a great number of bands for each service. And I do believe that could be cut, but I think that's a symptom of the government marketing all their programs, and I think that runs through government in general and is very expensive to us.
Yeah, and it's of really no value. I mean, if you want to go and you know what the Navy's about, you know what the Army's about, you know what the Marine Corps is about, you know what the Coast Guard is about, so you go find a recruiter and you sign up. That's it. The recruiters are the ones that push this because it makes their job easier, and most of them get paid by the head, if you will, and they get a bonus for how many people they bring into the service. So this makes their job easier. Maybe now they'll actually get out and do some work, and that's not a slam necessarily, but spending, we do not have the money. We cannot afford it. This is part of what we ought to be cutting, and most people, when they think about it, support the idea. And how much wouldn't be considered waste, fraud, corruption, or abuse. It's just unnecessary spending. You can't do it in your life, so why should the government be able to do it in their lives, especially with your money? right?
But when marketing is used this way, it goes through government in general, and it does become waste, fraud, corruption,
yeah,
and abuse.
I suppose maybe you could look at it that way. All right, thank you for your expression of concern, sir. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, our focus on, as I said, paraphernalia, not meant to be drug paraphernalia, but we have so much technology around us. Shelley Palmer reports every day for us, and today he focuses on a report from AT&T that has announced it will soon offer plans that allow you as a customer, if you are with AT&T, to share data between your various devices. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, AT&T has announced that it will soon offer plans that allow customers to share data between devices. The new plans are similar to Verizon's Share Everything plan. Let's compare. AT&T's data plan starts $10 cheaper than Verizon's at $40 for 1 gigabyte. Both plans charge a monthly fee for each device, but AT&T's fees get smaller as you add more data, while Verizon stays the same no matter what. AT&T offers a 20 gigabyte plan for $200 a month, while Verizon's plan only goes up to 10 gig. But Verizon's plan provides more choices for users who use similar amounts of data. Current customers are not forced to switch over with either company, but you're probably wondering if you should. It all depends on your data usage and the number of devices. If you have several devices, pay attention to the data usage on each one in the next couple of bills to see if you'd benefit from the switch. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating the knees for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Buying a new car is easier when you can see the things that really matter. Now, KellyBlueBooksKBB.com gives you a whole new way to look at your new car decision by shedding light on everything that counts. KBB.com compares the long-term costs of maintenance, insurance, and gas so you can decide which car is right for you. And we'll show you what you should pay based on what other people have paid for the same model. Everything you need to make a smart new car decision illuminated right in front of your eyes at KBB.com. Visit the trusted resource today.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and I on Facebook and Twitter. So here's the warning.
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 Warning,
do a good
warning.
Job or you'll get...
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.